Dreamscape presents William Still and his freedom stories. The Father of the Underground Railroad by Don Tate. Narrated by Adam Lazar White. This story begins at a time when the United States was split in two. In the North, black people were free. In the South, they were enslaved by whites. Slavery was a nightmare. Backbreaking work under the scorching sun. Threats of lashing, or worse, no pay. Children were separated from their mamas and papas, brothers and sisters, sold away at auction, never to be seen again. Sometime during the 1700s, Levin and Sidney Steele were held captive on a Maryland farm, forced to work. Their four children were too. The family yearned to live free. "I will die before I submit to the yoke," Levin told the man who enslaved him. The two came to an agreement. Levin was allowed to work over hours, actually receiving a small income. With the money he earned, Levin purchased his freedom. But freedom wasn't always fair, especially to black people. Could a free black man remain in the South? Levin must have wondered. Might he be enslaved again? No chancing that. Levin bid his family goodbye with a plan to return to rescue them later. In a blink, he bolted north. Sydney wasn't so fortunate. There was no opportunity for her or the children to purchase their freedom. They remained behind, still enslaved, a separation Sydney could not endure. Torn and tormented.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?